Hello and welcome to episode number 18 of Zach's Tech Talk Tuesday. My name is Ryan McQueeny, and on this week's show, we'll be discussing the failure of Sprint's attempted merger with T-Mobile and what it might mean for the telecom industry. Over the weekend, we learned that the long-awaited Sprint and T-Mobile tie-up had been called off for good. This is now the second time that an attempted merger between the two has been called off. The last time, I believe in late 2014, was a regulatory issue. T-Mobile and Sprint, the third and fourth largest U.S. mobile carriers respectively, have been deeply embedded in merger talks for months, but ultimately the companies have decided to maintain the four-horse race that is the domestic wireless market. I say that they've been talking for months. They've really been talking for years if you consider the previous attempt at a merger, but this latest round where it did seem likely for a good stretch there has been going on for months and unfortunately is no longer happening. As a result of the news breaking over the weekend, shares of all parties involved, including Sprint parent SoftBank and T-Mobile owner Deutsche Telekom, dropped on Monday. SoftBank has been considering this T-Mobile deal for years. It's been a kind of a long-term goal for SoftBank CEO Masayoshi Son, who we will talk about in a little bit more depth later in this episode. But it ultimately looks like the Japanese tech company's concerns about maintaining ownership might have led to the collapse of the merger. So that was kind of always the center of these latest round of discussions was, is it a Sprint acquisition of T-Mobile? Is it a T-Mobile acquisition of Sprint? Is it close to a one-for-one merger? Who is going to be in charge of the company once it's combined? And it seems like, yeah, it ended up being that who owns who that ultimately made this deal fall apart. Sprint CEO and SoftBank board member Marcelo Klar had this to say, quote, "We now have significant assets, including our rich spectrum holdings, and are accelerating significant investments in our network to ensure our continued growth. As convergence in the connectivity marketplace continues, we believe significant opportunities exist to establish strong partnerships across multiple industries." So, unfortunately, the news was met still with disappointment from investors who viewed the merger as a means for the struggling Sprint to finally turn things around, introduce new cost synergies, and establish a competitive position as the wireless industry heads towards 5G. So what could this mean for the rest of the industry or even tech stocks as a whole? We got our first answer to that question, and that answer was pretty clear. More consolidation elsewhere. Sprint, in an immediate move to its backup plan, it kind of seemed like they had this one in the back pocket for a while and were ready to pull the trigger on it as soon as this deal fell apart, announced a new deal with U.S. cable operator Altice USA. Altice will sell mobile service plans on Sprint's network, throwing its hat into the ring of cable companies who have entered the wireless network as the cable industry has continued to shift. Obviously, we're seeing consolidation and some shifts, and especially when we're talking about acquiring spectrum, some acquisitions in the wireless market, we've seen even more consolidation and kind of an overall industry shift in that cable industry. Altice is currently the fourth largest U.S. cable operator, and the deal will also allow Sprint to use Altice's cable infrastructure to transmit cellular data. And there was a specific emphasis on the company's development of next-generation 5G networks when it comes to using that infrastructure partnership. The other thing that we saw go down kind of immediately in the aftermath of the Sprint T-Mobile deal falling apart was SoftBank saying that it's upping its stake in Sprint to 85% from 82%. And I guess this would be where I would kind of move into speculation here about what this could mean for the rest of the kind of tech sector. If I had to make a prediction on how this whole deal could end up impacting an even wider group of tech-focused companies, I would say that SoftBank is probably not done maneuvering just yet. As I mentioned, Masayoshi Son, he is this enigmatic CEO of SoftBank. He's been a vocal proponent of the now canceled merger for years. He is an interesting character, a very public leader of SoftBank who is never shy about letting his opinions be heard. He said this in a statement, quote, "We are entering an era where billions of new connected devices and sensors will come online throughout the United States. Continuing to own a world-class mobile network is central to our vision of ubiquitous connectivity." So where does SoftBank go from here? Well, you know, nothing is completely clear just yet. One thing I will point investors to and our listeners on this show to, especially because this is the Tech Talk Tuesday podcast, is SoftBank's aggressive investments in tech startups and emerging tech trends. We're about a year out now from the original announcement of this fund, but last October, SoftBank announced a $100 billion tech investment fund. That is not a typo. I did not misspeak. $100 billion. In so far, it has been used to back the likes of Nvidia, Improbable, ARM. Billions have been invested into companies of all shapes and sizes over the last few months. It's kind of taking the tech investment world by storm. Venture capitalists around the world, they're just confused and baffled and shocked by the sheer size of this fund and kind of the diversity thus far of the investments that it has been making. It is called the SoftBank Vision Fund. It is the largest tech-focused investment fund on the planet. So far, it has raised about $93 billion of its intended $100 billion total. We've had investments from the likes of Apple, Qualcomm, Larry Ellison, who is, of course, the founder of Oracle, and even the Public Investment Fund of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. And it is just rapidly dealing out cash. Masayoshi Son has been kind of this vocal proponent of the SoftBank Vision Fund as well. And he has said that over the next decade, the SoftBank Vision Fund will be the biggest investor in the technology sector. Everything from startups to a $4 billion stake in Nvidia, an indoor farming company called Plenty that got a $200 million investment in July. I mentioned Improbable. This is a London-based startup. It's a kind of an AI virtual reality type of startup. It creates virtual worlds that run highly complex simulations to kind of attempt to make predictions about things. ARM, which I also mentioned earlier, that is a UK-based chip designer. The SoftBank Vision Fund acquired that. It's been a diverse range of investments. As I said, companies of all sizes, all shapes, basically every corner of the greater tech sector. Where SoftBank will go next with the Vision Fund, I'm not 100% sure. However, I would think that, as Sun mentioned, this kind of larger vision of ubiquitous connectivity, understanding that we're moving to a world of interconnected devices, both on a consumer and commercial level. Having Sprint there as the network that connects us all is obviously part of the company's vision. You know, it doesn't necessarily have the most competitive position in the U.S. mobile market right now. We did see with the Altice deal kind of a renewed commitment to getting ready for the rollout of 5G, which should be happening over the next few years. So if I had to sum all of this up in just a few words, I would say do not expect SoftBank to sit around quietly now that this T-Mobile deal has fallen apart. I would expect maybe even more activity from SoftBank as SoftBank and Sprint are now forced to go to Plan B after the T-Mobile deal has fallen apart. But I guess only time will tell. That does it for us this week on the Zach's Tech Talk Tuesday. As a reminder, if you feel that we missed anything, or if you want us to cover a different story, feel free to shoot us an email at podcast@zacks.com. Make sure to check out all of our other audio content at zacks.com/podcasts. And remember to subscribe and leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts. As always, thanks for listening to Zach's Tech Talk Tuesday. We will see you next time.